弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
谢谢叶牧师的邀请。
And thank you for your invitation.
让小弟可以在这里跟各位一起分享神的话语。
So I can be here to share the word of God with you.
我看你们今天敬拜诗歌唱得非常好。
And I really love the worship songs today.
第一首诗歌在你的 radio 常常听到的。
And then the first song I often listen from the radio.
那是 Chuck Smith 讲到之前最棒的一首诗歌。
And then that's the best song in the world, I think.
所以在这里给你们敬拜，尤其特别唱到怎么了？我里面有耶稣，我里面有耶稣。
So when I sing, I rather have Jesus.
Beverly Shear 曾经在怎么样呢？英国女王面前唱这首诗歌。
And he used to sing the song in front of the Queen of England.
胜过做君王。
And then it's better than being the king.
所以女王怎么办?
So what the queen does?
女王也不怕。为什么她不怕呢?
Why he's not afraid?
我也有耶稣。
Because she said, I have Jesus too.
你有耶稣吗?
Do you have Jesus?
尤其你第一次来到教会的。你有耶稣在你心中吗?
Especially those brothers and sisters just the first time when you come to church, do you have Jesus?
从波士顿的朋友有耶稣了吗?
Do you have Jesus in your heart of friends from Boston?
嗯哼，我也在波士顿待过四年了，所以对波士顿很多的怀念。
So I've been staying in Boston for 4 years, so I have a lot of memory there.
后来神把我带到加南美地来。
So, and then I come here in the
Southern California.
Southern California.
It's called 加南美地。今天我要跟各位思想是诗篇第三篇。
So today I'm going to share with you as Psalm 3.
那我的题目是谷底翻身。
So my topic is spring back from the rock bottom.
你要得胜危机，还要得胜仇敌。
You prevail over peril and enemy.
我们来看是诗篇的第三篇。
Let's look like look at Psalm 3.
我们一起来读诗篇第三篇。耶和华，我的敌人何其加增！有许多人起来攻击我，有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助。但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山上应允我。我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。虽有城外的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。耶和华，求你起来，我的主啊，求你救我，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。救恩属乎耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。主，当我们来到你面前的时候，当我们来敬拜你的时候，当我们读你话语的时候，求你赐福我们。
Lord, when we come before you, listen to your word, may you bless us.
我们更求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
And may your Holy Spirit be among us.
让我们更明白你的旨意。
And let us help us to understand your word.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
那么第三篇的作者就是大卫。
So the author of Psalm 3 is King David.
你看大卫王。
So it's King David.
做王做四十年。
So he's been king for 40 years.
他是从一个牧羊人出生的。
And he was born shepherd.
一个牧羊人能够当王当四十年。
So think about a shepherd to a king who reigned for 40 years.
也不懂得做生意，也不懂得政治。
So he has no idea what business is, no idea what the politics is.
上帝把他拉升到能够做王的地步。
And God lifted him up and to be a king.
我们看可惜晚年的时候，我们看他那因为犯罪。然后引起家庭的风暴。
But unfortunately, when he's in his senior age, he sinned, and then there are a lot of storms and rebellions in his family.
所以带来他非常大的痛苦。
So, bring him extraordinary pain.
这个诗歌的背景就是他面对儿子背叛。
So the background of this Psalm 3 is when he's in a situation when his son rebelled against him.
他的儿子背叛，然后抢夺王位，攻打他，要置他于死地。
So his son conspired and rebelled against him and tried to take the throne from him and also trying to kill him.
而他的儿子带兵，这是他的军队跟他的兵来攻打他。
So his son take his army to chase and to attack him.
我们看大卫因为亚撒龙，就是他的宝贝儿子。
So let's see David's son, his beloved son Absalom.
你的亚撒龙多英俊潇洒吗？
Do you know how handsome he is?
他身高185公分。
He's 185 centimeters high.
从脚底到头顶，没有一处不俊美。
So from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head, everything is perfect.
包括他头发长得非常长。
And even the hair is beautiful.
而且可以怎么样呢？重量减下来五公斤。
And also his weight level is perfect.
所以他是当时的美男子啊。
So he's the most handsome person at the time.
现在最英俊的电影明星都还不如他。
So even the most handsome movie star now is probably can compare with him.
所以当这个大卫王在众人面前，儿子在旁边的时候。
So you can imagine when David was there and with his son on the side.
大卫说：“这是我的儿子亚撒龙。”
So he would say, "This is my son, Absalom."
全以色列的没有比他儿子更英俊潇洒的。
And there's nobody else more handsome than him.
那大卫很高兴。
Of course, he's happy.
那人家说：“哇，你的儿子比你英俊潇洒。”
And then people say, "Oh, your son is much handsomer than you."
你这个老爸会不会心里感到非常难过？
And as a father, will you feel a little sour inside?
会不会啊？
Will you?
不会。
No.
嗯哼。
Really?
如果来讲一个女儿比妈妈更漂亮。
If they say, hey, the daughter is much prettier than your mother.
妈妈会不会感到吃醋？
And then the mother will be a little jealous.
有没有这种妈妈会吃醋了？没有啊，是我生的。
Say no, it's my own flesh and blood. Why I'm jealous?
所以对这个大卫来讲的话，亚撒龙是他感到很荣耀的事情。
So that's why David, when people praise Absalom, he was really proud of him.
他也非常喜欢他。
Because he's really like him.
但没有想到这个儿子背叛他。
He never thought about this son.Will rebel against him.
把他的军队还有军官还有士兵都带来反抗他攻击他。
And then he will take his own generals and his own soldiers, gather them together to attack him.
所以带兵来到攻击耶路撒冷。
So they take them, attack them in Jerusalem.
大卫在耶路撒冷做王啊。
And David was the king in Jerusalem.
要不要对抗？
Is he gonna fight?
大卫可以对抗。
David can fight.
但他不愿意对抗。
But he didn't.
因为一对抗，耶路撒冷就流血成河。
Because you think when there is conflict, when there's war, there will be bloodshed.
他不愿意为了个人的利益带来这种血拼、国家的损伤。
So he doesn't want to bring, the people this kind of suffering because of him.
所以逃到了耶路撒冷。
So that's why he, trying to escape.
当他逃到耶路撒冷，说一个侍妹在讥笑他。
And then when he escaped, there are people laughing at him.
他拿着石头要打他。
And then they throw rocks at him.
还有讥笑他。
And then they being sarcastic towards.
到一个程度。
To a point.
他其他的军官说：“王啊，让我把这个家伙干掉。
”So there's some people even say like, "Let me take care of him. Let me kill him."
把他干掉。大卫说：“不要杀他。”
And David said, "Don't kill him."
让他骂吧。
Let them be sarcastic.
也许耶和华听见他骂我，耶和华会可怜我。
So maybe the Lord Jehovah, when he hear all this curse, and then God will bless me.
在患难当中学习更多的谦卑，有没有
？So in your sufferings, learn how to be humble.
当你在患难当中、困难当中，愿意谦卑下来。
And then when David is suffering all this, humbled himself.
上帝反而要祝福你。
And then God in return will bless you.
他改变你，提升你。
And he will lift you up.
所以我们来看大卫当时的情况。
So let's see the David's condition.
我们看他的处境跟他的心境。
Let's look at both environmental and spiritual.
读诗篇一定要知道作者以及他的处境跟心境。
So when you read Psalm, you have to know the author and what kind of situation he's in, the background.
我们看儿子亚撒龙闯夺王位，公开叛逆。
So the background is his son Absalom rebelled, conspired against him for the throne.
然后带着将领兵士来追杀父亲大卫王。
And he led the armies to pursue King David.
有没有很痛苦啊？
Is that painful?
大卫有没有经过一生当中很多痛苦？
David must have experienced a lot of pain in his life.
从17岁到30岁当中，有没有经历扫罗的追杀？
So from 17 to 30, he experienced Saul's pursuit.
但后来我们看扫罗战死沙场。
And then later we see Saul died in the battlefield.
大卫反而作王。
And David became king.
但现在不一样。
But now it's different.
当扫罗追杀他的时候，
When Saul was chasing him,
全国各地追杀他，
Everybody in the country chased him.
大家都知道错的是扫罗，
But everybody knows it's Saul's fault.
对的是大卫，
And David's on the right.
可是现在不一样哦。
But now it's different.
现在是谁要追杀大卫呢？
So now who's chasing and killing David?
自己的儿子。
His own son.
而且自己的儿子把他叛变过来了。
And his son rebelled against him.
你跟谁说我的敌人是谁？你讲不出来。
So how can you say my enemy is? You can't say.
为什么是你的儿子追杀你耶？
Because it's your own son that's chasing and
killing. 你说我的敌人就是我的儿子吗？
Can you say my enemy is my son?
他讲不出来耶。
You can't say that.
因为大卫非常爱自己的儿子。
Because David loved his son so much.
他不可能说我的敌人就是我儿子，把他干掉吧。
He can't say, he will not say, my enemy is my son, kill him.
他没办法这样说的。
He can't say that.
很痛苦了。
It's so painful.
所以他处境其实非常不容易。
So his situation is unthinkable.
这是他人生最难过的时刻。
It's probably the most painful moment in his life.
最痛苦、最羞辱、最低潮的时刻。
The most painful, shameful, and dreadful moment.
所以他躲低低的。
So he,
躲低低的。
So he lowered his head.
所以他来讲笑都笑不出来。
For him, he can't even smile.
大卫啊，你为什么这么样的低潮呢？
Why he's going through this kind of a bottom of his life?
谁给你带来麻烦？告诉我。
So, who is causing it? And tell me.
我去把他干掉。
So I'll go kill him.
大卫可以说我的儿子。
Can David say my son?
不可能。
No, he can't say that.
所以他可以说是一个不知所措的一个时刻。
So it's kind of a time he does not know what to do.
他最悲哀、最孤单的时刻。
And he's sad, lonely, and helpless moment.
他是最无助、无奈的时刻。
And then he's helpless, doesn't know what to do.
周边的人不能了解他，也不能帮助他了。
And the people surround him cannot help him, and they do not understand him.
你有没有经过这种时刻？
Have you experienced such situation?
有人有经过这种时刻吗？
Have you experienced such thing?
哎呦，讲到师母啊，哎呦，
we'll talk about pastor's
life. 还有没有？
Anybody else?
定邦有没有？定邦，你忘掉你是谁吗？
David, have you experienced such thing before?
如果你有经历的话，表示你未来前途要超过目前的困境啊。
So that means you need to learn how to surpass and overcome.
大卫经过何等多的痛苦，但上帝仍然坚固他。
And that David has experienced so much painful moment, but God still look after him.
但怎么办呢？
But what to do?
应该怎么办？
How do we do?
处境非常危急可怜啊。
So we're in such a difficult time.
比如比一个学生在读书当中或研究当中，这个研究不出来，经过几年，然后 使祷告者逼迫他，同时跟他竞争，哇，还痛苦。
So just think about all this in the university, the researchers, you spend times doing the research, and then the people compete with you, the professor put pressures on you.
很不容易了。
It's not easy.
唯一的是祈祷上帝。
So all we need to do is pray to God.
真的，只有祈祷上帝。
Really, we need to pray to God.
我个人经历，当我在麻省理工学院读博士的时候。
So I have personal experience when I was working on my doctorate degree in MIT.
我那个压力挑战何等大。
You can imagine the pressure and challenge I'm facing.
我的同学都是别的学校第一名出来的。
And then all this, my classmates are all like top of the, on the top of the class.
我的指导教授世界有名的，给我很多压力了。
And my professor is the world renowned, give me a lot of pressure.
怎么办呢？
So what do I do?
感谢主，我在那里信耶稣了。
Thank God, I know Jesus.
所以我开始懂得祈祷。
So I learn how to pray.
所以祈祷以后，情况都改变过来。
When I start praying, everything changed.
人家五年毕业了。
And then I graduate.
我三年毕业。
And then I graduate in 3 years.
我靠神的恩典，恩惠力量胜过一切。
And then by the grace of God, I overcome everything.
所以我特别喜欢大卫这首诗。
So that's why I really like the Psalm 3, which David wrote.
第三篇要读懂，一定要分段。
So if you want to understand Psalm 3, you have to separate into different phases.
你分段又知道它的脉络发展，才能够加以应用在你个人身上。
And then if you separate it, you will learn how to use it, how to implement it in your own life.
你会试着把它分段。
Have you ever tried to kind of separate into different
sections? 如果你没有分段，你是在不明白里面的要义。
So if you haven't split it into different sections, you don't know the meaning.
这个诗歌诗篇可以分作四段。
So I kind of separate it into four sections.
那我们在分四段的时候呢，我们看第一段一到二节。
So the first section is verse 1 and 2.
他这里说：“耶和华，我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我。”有许多人议论我说，他得不着神的帮助。
So I say, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him.
祈祷这段是祈祷对象。
So this one is prayer to whom he prays.
耶和华。
Lord.
耶和华是创造掌管万有的那一位主。
So Jesus is the creator. And he's in charge of everything.
我们看到在这里，他经历很多痛苦的过程。
So we see here he has experienced so much sufferings.
他认清自己所信靠的对象。
But he clearly know who he trusts.
很多人会信靠自己。
Some people, a lot of people, trust in themselves.
佛教主要信靠菩萨。佛教徒信靠菩萨。
Oh, I have some people. Believe worship in Buddha.
你会信靠谁？
Who do you believe?
那大卫他信靠神。
And David believed in God.
因为这个上帝了解他个人现今的处境跟心境。
Because God know his situation and know his heart.
上帝知道他的需要。
And God know what he needs.
上帝也可以加添力量给他。
And God can give him strength.
所以大卫就把自己的问题带到神面前。
So that's why David bring his own problem in front of God.
但他也把自己带到神的面前。
And also he brings himself in front of God.
你看民间宗教常常把问题带上去，没有把自己带到神面前。
So let's see, there's some religion in the world that bring the problem over, but not themselves.
大卫把自己跟问题一起带到神的面前。
But David brought himself and his problem to God.
这调整自己跟上帝之间的关系。
To adjust the relationships between him and God.
这样他依靠上帝才能够战胜自己跟仇敌。
So that's why I rely on God, so he can overcome himself and his enemy.
很多时候我们要战胜我们的对手仇敌。
So we all say we're going to conquer our enemy.
但忘记一定要战胜自己。
But we forgot that we need to overcome ourselves.
你要先学习战胜自己，才能够战胜敌人，才能战胜危机跟处境的。
So we have to learn that we have to conquer ourselves before we conquer our enemies and our conditions.
你同意吗
？Do you agree？
我们必须先战胜自己。
We have to overcome ourselves.
不然我们在问题里面打转。永远出不来。
Otherwise, we're just circling around inside our problems and we can't come out.
所以我们来看第一段。
So the first verse.
但是我们看那句的话，他一定要先依靠主来战胜自己的内心。
So we can see he rely on Lord to conquer himself, his own heart.
第一段的一到二节。
So the verse 1-2.
他是信心的呼求跟仰望。
That's his faithful prayers and then his hope.
耶和华，我的敌人何其加增
！So say, Lord, oh my, how many are my foes?
你看，对象也把自己带到神面前。
See, he brought himself in front of the Lord.
有许多人起来攻击我说，怎么样？他得不着神的帮助。
So how many rise against me and they say God will not deliver him?
大卫把自己问题在神面前敞开。
And Lord, open up. And David, open up his problems in front of the Lord.
你来到上帝面前，不需要把任何问题隐藏，就把全部敞开在那里面。
So when you come before Lord, don't hide anything. Just open up and lay your problem in front of him.
全部向神来做呼求。
And then call upon him with all your heart.
呼求对象是自由拥有的耶和华上帝。
And you know you are crying out to the only and everlasting God.
你要知道自由拥有的。
You see the only and everlasting.
那自由拥有说 I am that I am.
So that's why God said, I am that I am.
从亘古一直到永远里，他是永不改变的上帝。
So from the beginning to the end, he's never changing.
他的权柄、他的慈爱、他的信实、他的属性全部改变。
And his personality, his sovereignty, and his power, his might never change.
他是最可靠的。
He is the most reliable allies.
所以他的祷告来讲的话，你看他是创造掌管万有的主。
So that's why he said, "Oh Lord, to this everlasting one and only God."
最了解你也最爱你的。
And he knows you.And he loves you.
世上哪个神明爱你
So it said God loves you.
有谁了解你
So who understand you?
除了我们的上帝之外没有人
Other than our God, nobody truly understand you.
你该打开心门让神居首位
So open your heart, let God in charge.
然后向神敞开，打破心房跟隔间。
So open to God and break the barriers between you and God.
有时候我们讲出来，但心没有打开。
So sometimes when we say it, but we didn't open our heart.
但有时候心打开，但里面很多心房不是每一间都打开的。
So sometimes when we open our heart, not fully, we still hide something.
大卫把自己完全在神面前敞开。
But David.Open whole, his whole heart to God.
没有人可以谈论对象、诉苦对象，只有可以向上帝来做诉苦。
So nobody he can complain to, nobody he can talk to but God.
你看，当人信靠神的时候，有一个现象，恐惧、害怕消除了。
So see, you can see the result of trusting God. The fear and anger is gone.
你说大卫何等的恐慌、害怕吗？
Do you know how David was afraid? How much he's afraid?
大卫从来不怕敌人攻打他。
He never afraid of enemies fighting him.
他每次跟敌人打仗没有失败过了。
He's never lost a battle.
那这一次为什么不一样呢
？But why this time is different?
当时我的敌人何其加增，有许多人议论我说他得不到神的帮助。
See, that's why so many people say God will not deliver him.
这些敌人是谁呀？
Who are the enemies?
自己的同胞，自己的军队，自己的军官，自己的兵。
So those are his own people, his own general, his own army.
还有包括自己的儿子。
And his own son.
你说有没有很痛苦啊
？Can you tell? Is it a painful moment?
我请问你。 这是大卫的。我们知道做个王或做总统都有民调了。
So, you know, there is as a president or the leader, they all have their own words, their own lines.
请问他当时的民调多少？还没到负了，那你说多少呢？
So his approval rate at the moment, can you imagine? Can you guess?
最初做王的时候，撒支派来请他做王。
So when he was king, everybody wants him to be king.
至少99%。
At least 99% approval rate.
还有1%是什么呢？扫罗家里面那些人。
And then that 1% is only Saul's relatives.
现在呢？
And now?
搞不好只剩下9%。
Now probably is only 9%.
要不要下台？
Does he want to just step down?
有没有一些总统到一个程度民调很低，很明每年要下台的，有没有？
So is there any like president, there's so bad approval rate, but still doesn't want to step down?
还有媒体说你该下台了，太丢脸了。
And there's some people who say, you know, step down, this is such a shameful
situation. 现在选举你一定输的。
And then at this current condition, you can't win.
所以呢，王的民调这么低，有没有更大的痛苦啊？
So when he has such a low approval rate, can you imagine how painful he is?
百姓一起跟他儿子来攻打他。
His own people and his own son are fighting against him.
但他向神呼求。
But he called out to God.
仰望以后。
And he looked up to God.
情况有没有改变呢？
And then does his situation change?
有没有呢？我们看第二段。
Let's look at the verse.
第二段怎么说呢？第三节到第四节。
So the phase two is verses 3-4.
那是怎么样呢？但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就他的圣山上应允我。
So he said, but you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill.
我本来是要让你们猜一猜下一段是什么。
So my intention is let you guess.
没有想到这个这么自动跑出来。
I didn't like really know that it will automatically pop up.
你们这些好像都很自动化哈。
So it's like everything is automatic.
啊，我知道你没有，我看准你了。所以它是信心的恢复跟重建。
So the next phase is recover and rebuild his faith.
怎么知道他有信心的恢复跟重建呢？
So how do we know that he recovered and rebuilt his faith?
经文怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
但有没有呢？
But
这个就这么重要？
Is it the word very important?
这个但就把前面几个的光景状态就开始翻转了。
So with the word but,Everything that happened before was turned around.
因为他向上帝呼求仰望的时候，
So when he cried out to God,
上帝有没有听到？
Did God listen to him?
上帝有没有站在他那边？
Is God stand next to him?
来扶持他呢？
To help him?
所以他说，但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
But say, but you are a shield around me, O Lord.
但很重要的。
This but is really important.
你读经的时候一定要注意到一些字。
So sometimes we just have to pay attention to this.
这个但表示信心跟心境，心境完全被翻转过来了。
So this but means to turn the heart and the mind around.
处境改变了没有？
And is his situation changed?
环境改变了没有？
Is his surrounding changed?
还没有。
Not yet.
但心境有没有改变？
But his heart.Does his heart change?
重点你这个人的心境有没有改变？
So the important thing is your heart changed?
不止心境改变。
It's not only your heart.
连心灵都改变了。
And then it changes spirit.
所以这改变的非常大。
So there's this major dramatic.
他怎么说呢？但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
He said, but you are a shield around me, O Lord.
你与我。
I said, you and me here.
就是神跟我。
As God and me.
有没有个人的亲密关系？
Is there a personal close relationship?
当你呼求神的时候，你跟上帝建立一个个人的亲密关系。
So when you cry out to God, you experience this intimate relationship between you and God.
请问敌人可以把你这种关系挪走吗？
So I ask you, can enemies take away this relationship?
问题可以把这种关系完全消除吗？
So can the question, can they remove all this relationship?
你个人跟神的关系是没有人能够改变的。
So your personal relationship with God, nobody can change it.
然后他说是我四围的盾牌。
And then he said it's a shield around me.
盾牌重不重要？
Shield, is that important?
打仗的人需要盾牌。
So all the soldiers want shield.
你用武器去杀人家。
So your weapon is for attacking.
你要去盾牌去顶。
And then the shield is for protection.
盾牌对一个军人非常重要了。
So the shield is very important for a soldier.
请问，当你在打战时候，那个盾牌顶来顶去。
So I imagine we in a battle, you use this shield to defend yourself.
你说哪一个木头做的盾牌
？So think about if you have a wooden shield.
十公斤重。
Ten pounds.
你被人打过来，咔，顶过去。
So people hit you and you defend yourself.
你不久就木头就完全被打坏掉了。
And then very soon the wood will be broken.
改做金属了好不好？
So how about this turn it into metal?
哪种金属最轻？
So what kind of a metal is the lightest?
铝。
The aluminum.
所以你做来讲数公斤。
So you build a shield with aluminum.
别人刀砍了几次。
And then they attack you a few times.
15次你就完蛋了。
15 times is done.
改做铜好不好？
How about copper?
但铜要20公斤呢。
But the copper is heavier, it's 20 pounds.
所以可以顶顶顶更多次。
So you can protect yourself a little more times.
但这个铁器把你砍下来的话，你大概20次就完蛋了。
So if they use metal sword, and then probably 20 times you're done.
好不好用铁做了？
How about iron?
25公斤重。
25 pounds.
顶。
Help.
请问你可以拿多久了？
So how long can you hold on to it?
25公斤呢？
25
左手哎。
Left hand.
你有没有拿过啊？
Have you ever tried it?
啊，而且这边打过来顶，后面打过来顶，哇，这边顶顶。
So they attack from all different directions, and you have to shield yourself from all directions.
对于逃难的人、啊、这个盾牌更重要的。
For the people who are running away, the shield is more important.
但大卫怎么说呢？
But what Dave say?
但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
He said, but you are a shield around me, O Lord.
东西南北的盾牌。
So see around me from all directions.
我不怕别人来攻击我。
I'm not afraid of people attacking me.
因为耶和华在四围保护我。
Because the Lord is around me and shield me.
你看信心有没有提升上来了？
So did you see the lift of his faith?
哎，四围的盾牌，请问这个盾牌看得见吗？
So I ask you, can you see the shield?
看不见 ，it's invisible.
So you can't see it. It's invisible.
太好了。
It's great.
就你不要扛着盾牌跑来跑去、啊、
So you don't have to hold on to anything.
你也不要转过去后面顶来顶去，不需要。
And you don't have to turn around and try to defend yourself.
因为上帝做你四围的盾牌。
Because God is your shield, that He is around you.
这不是信心的恢复吗？
Isn't that the recover and rebuild your faith?
这不是更经历上帝的同在跟祝福吗？
Isn't that the experience that you feel like the Lord is with you?
他在你的心中。
He's in your heart.
你做你四围的盾牌。
And he is the shield around you.
各位，你相信吗？
Do you believe?
当你呼求祷告说来讲的话，上帝成为你的盾牌，成为你的帮助，成为力量，成为你的山寨，成为你的磐石。
So when you pray, God is your shield, he's your rock. Do you believe it?
也是你的 refuge, everything.
And then God is also your refuge.
看不见的盾牌比看得见盾牌还棒。
This invisible shield is greater, far greater than the visible shield.
跟旁边人讲说，看不见的比看得见的厉害。
So people say,
你要看得见的还是看不见的？
So what do you want, invisible or the visible?
看得见的还要花钱去买。
So the visible one you have to spend money to buy.
看不见的不用钱就买啦。
So the invisible you don't need money.
哎，凭信心就领受了。
And then with faith it will be given to you.
这就是神学很重要的地方。
That's why it's very important.
叫我抬起头来的。
So help me to lift up my head.
前一阵子我都低着头，实在是没脸跟人家说话。
So is it this is always he was having his head down and don't want to talk to people.
现在可以抬头挺胸。
Now he can lift his head up.
你知道过去变成大卫愁眉苦脸的要命。
So, can you imagine the sad face David had?
但现在不一样，抬头挺胸。
But now it's different. He lift up his head high.
你不信看看，当你低头痛苦的时候。跟你抬头挺胸，哪一种状况比较漂亮
？So can you imagine when you lower your head and sad and lift up your head and in faith, which you looks better？
你还可以笑得出来。
And you can smile。
不再恐慌，不再怕仇敌。
And there's no more fear。
啊，还是我的荣耀。
And I say, God is my glory。
又会听我的祷告。
And he will listen to my prayer。
别人不听没关系。
No, somebody else don't listen to me, doesn't matter.
别人听也没有用。
So other people listen to my prayer is useless anyway.
但上帝会听。
But God will listen.
上帝回应。
And God will answer.
阿们。
Amen. Amen.
哦，你看这是很大的突破了。
So see, we can learn a lot from it.
时间很短哦，所以我们接下来三段四段。
So we have short time. So
第三段我们看第五节到第六节。
So the third phase, I see.
一起念哦，来。
Let's read together.
我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
哦，
这第三段是信心的什么？应用 ，OK， 很好。还有没有信心的应用哦？嗯哼，有没有应用？有啊，应用在哪里？我躺下睡觉。
So let's see the implementation of this faith. Where? He said, I lay down and sleep.
躺下睡觉跟信心应用有关系。
So say anything to do with faith when you lay down and sleep?
哎，躺下睡觉重不重要啊？
Is that important to lay down and sleep?
你逃难当中都不睡觉，到时候你就怎么样呢？都没力量的死翘翘了。
So think about it, when you're running away from enemies and you don't sleep.And what's going to happen to you?
躺下睡了，要不要凭信心啊？
So it's really need faith to lay down and sleep.
逃难当中，你敢躺下来吗？
Can you imagine lay down when you're on exile?
逃都来不及了，还躺下来？
This is not time to run away. Why you lay
down? 睡觉
and sleep.
不怕敌人追到你，又把你头。
So you're not afraid that the enemies actually catch up with you and kill you.
逃难人是不敢睡觉的。
So when you run away from an enemy, you don't sleep.
但大卫说：“我躺下睡觉。
”But David said, "I lay down and sleep."
哇，这是信心的什么应用？还有呢？确立是吧？哦，蛮聪明的，你应该可以读神学呢。你叫什么名字啊？啊？他的神就是神学生哈，哎，你看有一个了，还有没有哪些人啊？尽量抓住机会，哎，这里好多是吧？哇，感谢主！我们的学校开班在哪里呢？就在 Irvine。
So we have a school opening right here in Irvine.
很快哦。
It's very soon.
十二月就要开了。
And it's open in December.
赶快报名了。
Oh, sign up.
学费是美国神学院的五分之一啊。
So the tuition is one fifth of the
五分之一。
20%
only. 那我们的师资是国际水准的。
And then our level is world level.
我们是国际认证的。
So I'm like world renowned.
从2002年我们在欧洲开班。
So from 2002, we can open up schools in Europe.
欧洲几个大城市我们都开过班了，训练出非常多的童工。
And then in a few years, in other major cities in Europe, we have.
俄罗斯我们也开了班，俄罗斯也开了班。
And also we have openings.
我们曾经训练出了毕业生大概有超过600个。
So there are about more than 600 students graduate.
在欧洲、俄罗斯。 里面做很好的事工。
So in Europe and Russia, they serve the Lord.
所以我如果到欧洲去，到这个俄罗斯的话，教会牧师都是我的学生。
So if I go to Europe and Russia, those students are all my kids.
那些长老执事也都是我的学生啊。
Yeah, and all these pastors are all my students.
他们做了非常美好的事工。
And then they did a wonderful job over there.
但我们今年开始打算在Irvine校本部成立校区。
So, and this year we decided in Irvine we are going to establish a school.
希望你是第一届学生。
And hopefully you are the first graduate.
而且不要离开很远，开车十分钟就到了。
And then you don't have to leave to your city; it's only 10 minutes.
每一门课密集的两个礼拜就完结束了。
And then 2 weeks you'll graduate.
So we finish a course.
One course.
Just one course.
Not graduate.
Not graduate.
My bad.
Oh, oh.
This one was so fast.
两个礼拜之后休息六个礼拜。
And then you'll have a 6 weeks.Rest period.
那另外一个课程两个礼拜再出来。
And then another course 2 weeks.
再休息六个礼拜。
And then 6 weeks off.
所以你一年大概只用十二个礼拜来读。
So in the whole year, there's about 12 weeks you're gonna study.
放假四十个礼拜。
There are 40 weeks off.
哪个学校可以让你放这么久的假期呢？
So which school can offer you such a good deal?
而且你现学现卖教主路学啊。
And also, you can learn and teach at the same time.
而且你会发现这里越来越有聪明，又有智慧，又有能力的，你相信吗？
So you know, there's a lot of people like really smart and they really, you know, have a lot of.
你可以做代职同工或是代职传道的工作。
And then you can take, you know, your kids and everything with you, and then you know.
教会的同工越多，配搭牧师一起拓展。
So and then we can all partner up and then do it.
所以神要成就大事啊，叶牧师有没有啊？为什么成就大事呢？这个地方太好了。
So why we can do great things? This is a wonderful place.
这么大一个区，就只有你们这里礼拜天最热闹。
So in this whole neighborhood, it's only this place that is so full of energy.
所以你们的停车场一大堆。
So you get a lot of parking spaces here.
用停车场来算的话，你教会潜力够大。
So based on the parking spaces, we have a lot of potential here.
以后这里再扩大起来的话，更不一样哎。
And if we expand our church, it's going to really change a lot of things.
从来不要小看你的教会。
Don't look down your own church.
那是上帝的教会。
Because it's God's church.
啊，这是浸信会。
And then this is a Baptist church.
我以前在台湾的台北浸信会华严堂侍奉。
So before I used to teach in the North Taiwan Baptist Church.
我侍奉了九年，教会从七百个变成两千个。
So I served there for about 7 years.
9 years.
9 years, and then the people increased from 7 to 2,000.
From 700 to 2,000.
700 to 2,000.
Three trilingual church.
Oh, they're like a trilingual church.
我们这里是 bilingual.
And here we have bilingual church.
We have trilingual over there.
And in Taiwan, we used to have trilingual church.
我们信心现在被确定啊。
So we assured our faith.
大卫说：“我躺下睡觉。”
David said, "I lay down and sleep."
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
真的，对于逃难人非常不容易。
For people who escaping from enemy, it's not
easy. 但你的信心可以用在你的日常生活跟你工作休息当中。
And then your faith can be used in your daily life and your work environment.
你要知道很多人躺下睡不着。
And you know there are a lot of people lay down could not sleep.
有没有啊？您在这么加南美地躺下不一定睡得着。
So see in this beautiful Southern California, you lay down and you can't sleep.
还有很多不必要的烦恼忧愁在那里，不知道怎么办的。
And there's so many worries and they just don't know how to deal with
it. 你昨天睡得好吗？
Do you have a good sleep last night?
啊，我一看你的眼神就知道。
I can tell from your eyes.
笑也笑不出来的话，愁眉我都知道有些烦恼在里面呢。
And I know you can smile. There must be some worry inside.
但如果昨天睡不够，今天早上来睡也没关系。
So if you didn't have enough sleep this morning, it's okay.
在神的殿中睡觉没关系。
So you can sleep in God's temple.
没有人敢把你吵醒。
And nobody dare to wake you up.
因为你不是梦周公。
Because
你是梦上帝。
because you're not because you dream about God.
因为他躺下睡觉。
He lay down sleep.
这么简单一句话是谈到信心的应用。
So this easy, but it's implementation.
如果神不在他心中，他不可能躺下睡觉的。
So if God is not in his heart, he can't.
那你记住这件事情。
Remember one thing.
那在我们里面的比在世界的还大。
So whatever inside of me is greater than the world.
所以来讲的话，外面再怎么危险，仇敌这么厉害，但在那在我里面呢，比那在世界的还大。
So that's why it doesn't matter how dire the situation is, but whatever inside of me is greater than the outside.
躺下睡觉，又说我醒着。
And also say I wake again.
逃难时候可以这么镇定哎。
So how can you be so calm when you're running?
我说上帝现在好幽默，你知道吗？
So sometimes he's like God is so.
既然说我躺下睡觉，我醒着。
They say I lay down sleep and I wake up again.
日常生活事情这样拿出来讲。
So it's like a daily thing, and then you put in the Bible, write in a song.
这也是神学吗？
Is that really, you know, a seminar, a verse?
No, theology. Is this the
theology? Yeah, is this theology?
啊，我们都认为 theology 奥秘 mystery.
So always think the theology is mystery.
Or even very philosophy.
And then also philosophy.
但神学是很实际的。
But the theology is really basic.
跟你的生活有关系啊。
It has close connection with your life.
生活包括你要吃什么、做什么的话，都跟神学有关系的。
So what you eat and how you do, how would you sit, and then it's all connected.
特别在逃难时候可以躺卧，可以睡着。
So when you run, you can lay down sleep.
但有些人怎么躺下去睡觉，不一定怎么了醒得来呢？
But some people lay down sleep and might not be awake again.
大卫有没有醒？
Well, did David wake again?
有啊，这里说醒着什么意思？
What does it mean, wake?
逃难人醒了，你赶快跳起来，要准备跑，对不对？
So when you run, it's like wake, that means you jump up and then start running again.
但没有啊，他醒着还躺在床上。
No, he didn't do that. He just wake up and.
他在思想哎。
And then think.
圣经说我在床上思想你，有没有啦？
So you say, I lay down and I think about you.
思想你的作为，可不可能啊？啊？你有没有醒来的时候还躺在床上的，有没有？
So when you wake up, do you still lay in bed?
当 you wake, are you still laying on the bed? 有没有这种经历呢？有没有？
Yeah.
举手，有没有？有时候感谢主耶。
Thank God.
有时候怎么呢？七点闹钟，按一下，我还再多睡一下，好不好
？So sometimes when the alarm bell rings, it's like, I want to silence it and sleep a little more.
有没有睡回头觉
？Do you ever take?
你有没有这种经验呢
？Second nap? Do you have?
有没有啊？哎，人家大卫来讲的话，我醒着。嘿嘿表示还赖床在床上哎。
So that means when David said I wake up again, that means he's still in bed. He didn't.
你有没有赖床的经验
？Do you have such experience?
有没有啦？
有。
小时候有没有
？So when you're little kids, do you have such experience?
少年时候有没有
？When you're a junior, do you have this?
现在有没有
？Now do you have experience?
哎，老公啊，你赶快起来。你说，哎呀，老婆，你不要吵，让我多睡一点嘛啊。
So we have experience. I say, "Hey, husband, get up." I say, "No, no, wife, let me sleep."
孩子在吵了，你赶快起来，预备怎么拿奶粉给他？你说来讲的话，老公摇得醒吗？赖床，只有老婆起来预备，有没有呢？所以妈妈比较伟大嘛，有没有
？So that's why mother is really great.
但我们看到赖床也是恩典呢。
So let's see, you know, wake.In bed, it's a blessing.
我请问你今天几点醒来
？So I ask you, what time did you wake up today?
今天起来，今天醒来。
When did you wake up?
啊，我们神学生，你几点醒来？七点半是吧？那几点起床
？Wake up.
醒着跟起床时间常常不一样，你知道吗
？So wake up and get up is different, you know.
啊， 你看我就六点就醒来了。
See, I wake up at 6.
等到六点十五才起床哎。
And at 6:15, I got up.
有没有啊？哎，所以醒着，你敢赖床吗？因为平安稳妥，你才敢。
So when you wake up and when you didn't get up, that's because you feel peace and you feel safe.
所以要不要信心
？So does it need faith?
逃难哦。
When you're running away, escaping.
还可以在床上，你看，哎。耶和华都保佑我，你看。
See when during this time he said, "God will protect me."
为什么呢？若不是神的许可，敌人不肯跑到你身边来杀你。
So unless God allows, your enemy will not approach you.
有神的保佑，多棒的一件事情。
So how wonderful to have a protection from God.
又说，虽有成万的百姓。
And it's also said,
成万的百姓 thousands of people,
of thousands of people, okay.
来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
So drawn upon against me on every side.
谁来攻打他？他的百姓耶。
So see who is fighting against him? His own people.
他自己的百姓来攻打他耶。
His own people fight against him.
你说这个儿子有没有很厉害？
Do you think Absalom is truly something?
把他们搅动以后，让原来大卫的同胞、大卫的军队来攻打大卫。
And then he can stir up David's people and his army to fight against their own king.
亚沙龙很厉害了。
So Absalom is really something else.
这世界还有很多亚沙龙，你知道吗？
But do you know there's so many people like Absalom in the world?
不管在公司里面，
doesn't matter in your company.
在企业里面，
and then in your
或政治圈当中，
or even in the politicians.
是在教会里面都有亚沙龙，你相信吗？
Even in churches.
找机会要抢夺各方面的。
And then looking for opportunities to take over.
不管怎么我都不怕。
So it doesn't matter what, they have no fear.
为什么不怕？
Why?
一起念。
Let's read together.
深信自己在神的心中跟手中。啊，这个手有没有大能的手？
So this hand is what hand?
Your mighty hand.
It's a mighty hand.
有没有恩手？
Is this a great graceful hand?
住在他的手中，哎，不用害怕，你知道吗？
Yeah, we're in his hand. We don't.
情势还没改变之前，不厌不怒不恨。
So before we change our surroundings, there is no grumbling, no anger, no hatred.
所以来讲，大卫有没有重新得力？
So David was restored.
有没有重新站立起来？
Did he stand up again?
有没有不骄傲不狂傲？
And then he is not proud and not arrogant.
有没有战胜自己了？
Did he defeat himself?
有没有战胜心中的恐惧害怕了？
Did he overcome his fear in the heart?
因为当他呼求有神帮助他。
And he just asked God and cried out to God to help him.
任何问题在神面前都是小事。
So any human problems in front of God,
都有功课要学习。
We all have our lessons to learn.
你把功课学好的话，一切都好。
If you learn your lesson, everything is good.
在恶劣的环境。
And then in this their situation.
Even worse situation.
Even worse situation.
都不害怕。
And then there will be no fear.
都不愁烦的。
There's no worry.
多好。
How wonderful.
第三段。
Let's look at the third part.
这是但第四段呢？
And then what's the fourth part?
那第四段很重要呢，七到八节。
The first section is really important.
我们一起来念来。耶和华，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。救恩属乎耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。你看这最后一段，信心了怎么？啊，来大声一点，
宣告，
宣告，还有没有？很好，宣告还有没有？得胜，哇，得胜啊！都被你说走了，怎么可以呢？哈、啊，弟兄，你怎么不说，光让他说了？啊，嗯，其他人有没有补充？定邦，你小心了，我叫你的名字，叫久以后你就做我的学生了。信心的怎么了？我们来看一下，哎， 信心的宣告跟得胜，你看都被他说走了。你看啊，你要报名参加嘞啊，
因为
你更厉害了啊，对不对？夫妻一起上课的话，很棒的一件事情，你相信吗？啊，我们信心的宣告跟得胜。
So the proclamations of your faith and the victory。
我们看他说：“耶和华，求你起来。”比方说，求神兴起拯救，不求人，只靠神。
So pray for God to rise and deliver. Depend on God and not man.
哎，大卫有没有元帅？有啊。有没有耶押做他元帅？有啊。但他不求元帅的。
So did David have generals? Yeah, but he didn't ask them.
他也不求别人呐。
He didn't ask other people.
仰望求神的。
And look up to God.
多好一件事情哦。
And wonderful.
哎，神啊，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，有没有？
They say, rise, O Lord, and deliver me.
请问神会不会救他？
Do you think God will save him?
他相信。
He believes.
而且上帝不会误事。
And God will not ignore him.
整个情况跟时间都在神的掌控当中。
And everything is in the grasp of God.
所以他有把握。
So he has faith.
但他不求把敌人杀绝。
But he didn't really ask to kill his enemies.
Yeah, 他求神救他
he asked God to deliver him.
怎么救呢
How to deliver him?
是把敌人赶尽杀绝吗
Is to kill all my enemies?
这些敌人是他的儿子还有他的同胞他的军队他的兵
But think about the enemies. It's his son, his people, his army.
如果来讲大卫说把这些都杀掉
So think about it. If he prayed to kill everybody.
请问大卫是什么王啊
Then what kind of king he is?
独裁王啊
And he's just,
有没有啦？残暴的君王啦
！Yeah, he's like a very.
他会这样祷告吗
？Did he pray like that?
他没有。我们看到他这里告诉我们，把仇敌腮骨打了。
So we hear say he prayed that God strike all my enemies on the cheek, on the jaw.
打腮骨，啪！右边牙齿掉落，左边腮骨打下去，左边的牙齿又掉落。
So you think he want God to strike the cheek, strike the jaw and break the teeth?
就管教一下。
So it's to discipline them.
你看上帝很幽默的。
So God has full of humor.
嗯哼，也感动大卫变成幽默的人呢。
And then it influenced David.
让他们变成没有牙齿的。
And then let those all his enemies be toothless.
请问还可以议论他吗
？Can they still talk about him and talk bad about him？
请问大卫怕人家打他，还怕人家议论他
？So, do you think David's afraid of people hit him or talk about him？
你最怕别人在背后议论你吧
？Do you are you afraid of people talk bad about you behind your back？
嗯哼，你看在这里的讲话怎么样？打我一切仇敌，有没有包括儿子
？So he said, all your enemies. Does it include his own son?
父亲不能儿子被杀吗
？So the father cannot bear his own son being killed.
所以同样，所有反对我的军队，各个所有的百姓都怎么样呢？管教就好了。
So for all the enemies, all the people who are against me, just discipline them.
所以呢，你看敌人来讲，像老虎一样，老虎 tiger。
So look at all your enemies, just like tiger.
当他跑过来要咬你的时候，啊
！When they run towards you and trying to bite you.
在你面前把牙齿张开，可怕吧
？When he opened his mouth with all the teeth, is that scary?
老虎在你面前把张开，吓死人呢。
Yeah, it's really scary.
没有打的时候，你就昏掉了，昏头下去了。
So you know.You probably will just.
那你看这个老虎没有牙齿。
But imagine this tiger has no teeth.
你怕什么
？Are you still afraid?
哦，你跑来，来给你咬，给你咬。
So I say, hey, come over.
那咬得下去吗
？Bite me.
他没有牙齿啊。
He has no teeth.
他不能再干坏事了。
He can't do anything to harm you anymore.
有没有啊？上帝有没有很幽默啊
？Is that God? God
is. 你有没有读过上帝的幽默？
Have you read about the humor of God?
你每次读圣经都感到很无聊，各方面。
So sometimes you feel like it's so boring to read the Bible.
读立位都感到很无聊。
And then read all this Ecclesiastes or the.
你要知道，摩西五经当中，上帝幽默有将近200个地方哎。
So there, like, do you know that the book of Moses? There are about 200 places.
包括利未记，上帝的幽默有30处地方哎。
And Leviticus is also 30 places are really.
你相信吗
？Do you believe it？
你去神学院读都没人教你呢。
And if you read in the seminar, nobody gonna teach you those.
只有来普世宣教神学院，我会教你。
And you have to come to this mission, global mission seminary.
光这一点你就非来不可。
And then because of this, you have to come.
你变成越来越懂得幽默的人。
And then become, you will become, you will learn how to be humorous.
别人从你身上发现你也很幽默，你相信吗
？And people will find out, hey, you're full of humor.
你说会不会啊？你要知道，幽默是智慧的最高表现，你相信吗
？General humor is the top of your wisdom.
Yeah, the top, the highest form of wisdom, humor. Sense of humor. 好，谢谢。我们再看，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。
So let's see, break the teeth of the wicked.
最后一节，救恩属乎耶和华。
So the Lord come deliverance.
救恩表示来讲的话，能够得救都是因为神的恩典嘛，所以把怎么这方面的拯救的恩典都归给神。
So we know deliverance all from God. So give God all the credit.
然后祝福，愿你赐福给你的百姓。
So blessing the people.
这百姓他的仇敌。
So remember, all these people are his enemies.
你碰到仇敌，你会祝福他吗
？So if it's your enemy, are you going to bless them?
那个欠你$100,000的还没还的，你要祝福他吗
？So the people who owe you a lot of money, are you going to bless them?
一欠你钱的话，都躲着，怎么看不到人呢
？So when they owe you money, they're all hide.
怎么办呢
？See them.
祝福他。
So what do you do? Bless them.
为什么祝福他
？Why do you bless?
上帝啊，不公平哎
！Like God is fair.
他故意不还我啊
！So he is on purpose not paying me back.
但他可能没钱还你耶。
But he probably don't have money to pay you back.
要不要上帝你祝福他，让他多赚钱。
Maybe God will bless him with more income.
那多赚钱就有钱可以还你啦。
And then when God bless him with money and he can.
你连这样都不舍得去祝福别人吗
？Is if you hold your blessings.
为什么不能祝福别人呢
？Why we don't bless other people?
那些敌人你祝福他。
So all those enemies bless them.
因为上帝会祝福他
Because God will bless them.
好人你祝福他，上帝也会祝福你，相信吗
？And the good people you bless them, God will bless them.
那你的仇敌要不要祝福他
？And then if your enemy, are you going to bless them?
你找不到任何理由祝福他。
You can't find a reason to bless them.
那你更要祝福他。
But you have to.
因为你祝他，有他心态会改变的。
So when you bless him, his heart will change.
你相信吗
？Do you believe?
那如果你祝福他。他没有资格领受。
If you bless him, he has no way to receive it.
那你的祝福变成怎么样
？Then,
啊
？Then what's your blessing become?
啊，那个祝福回到你的身上。
Then the blessing will come back to you.
你更多祝福他，更多回到你的身上。
So the more you bless, the more come back to you.
你没有吃亏。
You'll never lose.
啊。所以你要一个怎么样呢？祝福期待咒诅。
So what we need to do is blessing instead of cursing.
你采取一个领袖的风范跟胸怀。
So that's you have to have the model of a leader.
请问上帝会祝福你
？Do you think God will bless you?
更多祝福你。
And there will be more blessings.
你要做领袖，站在一个属灵高度。
So when you're a leader, you have to be in the spiritual high place.
大卫本来是在谷底下面的。
When David was at the rock bottom,
最悲哀的谷底下面呢
，and the saddest moment.
当他灵里有人被翻转到高处
，and then his spirit was turned around and he's on the high place.
哇，整个不一样，未来的远景跟美景多棒啊
！Then the whole thing got turned around. The future is different.
有没有帮助他灵性更加的谦卑，更加的美好啊
？So did you make his spirit more humble?
但你要懂得祈祷神，经历神。
So that's why we need to pray to God and experience God.
要结束了。
So,
凡事倚靠主。
Conclusion: Rely on God for everything.
反思你的工作生活困难跟挑战，你目前属灵光景在哪一阶段？
So reflect on your work, your life, your troubles and your challenges. Which phase are you in?
第一段吗？
Is that the first one?
第一段就是开始。
The first one is the opening.
心情的呼求跟仰望。
Is your face is calling out to God.
最怕你连第一段都没有。
I'm afraid that you don't even have this.
你还没有认识耶稣啊。
And you haven't known God yet.
如果你还没有认识的话，你今天要不要信耶稣？
If you have not known God yet, will you trust in him?
这是你个人的重要决定哦。
It's a very important decision.
不要自己在一个圈子里面一直打转。
So don't circle around in your own problem.
仰望上帝，上帝成为你的帮助跟祝福了。
And look up to God, and God will be your blessing.
有没有这种人？
Is there anybody?
第一段,
the first phase,
一个开头,
the beginning,
给自己一个机会,
and give yourself,
也等给上帝一个机会,
and also give God an opportunity.
有没有这些人? 还没信的, 还没受洗的?
Do we have not believers and then people that have not
been baptized?
今天
你说, 我一样, 有没有呢?
Is there any people say, I want?
举手仰望主,
I want. Lift up your hand, look up to God.
有没有这种人? 不要担忧。Yeah, 不要不好意思，不要不好意思，这跟你个人有很大的关系了。
So it has great deal with your own personal relationship.
我们进行的平常都是怎么了？那不呼召的不敢走上来了。
So normally you see people dare not to come forward.
我不会叫你走上来的。
I won't let you come forward.
我说你要不要举手，让上帝看到你。
And then I just tell you raise your hand and God will see you.
我在我的教会以前都是怎么样呢？站起来唱诗呼召走上来。
So before in my church I say when we stand up and sing songs and people walk up front.
有时候没有人走上来。
And sometimes people nobody come up.
有时候三个走上来。
Sometimes three.
有时候三十个走上来。
Sometimes 30.
圣诞节部落大会的话，两百个人都走上来了。
And then sometimes it's like 200.
你不要担心害怕。
Don't be afraid.
勇敢接受。
So receive him.
好，第二段。
So the second one.
信心的恢复跟重建。
And then your faith recover and rebuild.
然后信心的确据跟应用。
And then you firmly establish your faith and implement it.
再来是信心的宣告跟得胜。
And then the proclamation of your faith and the victory of your
faith. 有没有人一开始祷告就怎么样从后面第四开始信心的宣告跟得胜的？有没有？
So is there people when they start praying, they start with the fourth?
有没有这种人呢？有哈，在什么场合你听到最多这种人？
So under what circumstances you hear people start their prayer with the fourth?
在灵恩派教会最多，一人就宣告，可是心里祷告完又空虚了，害怕了。
Yeah, say when they pray, but that in their heart they're fear.
因为他没有经过四个阶段。
Because they haven't experienced all these four phases.
所以他的宣告是跟别人宣告了。
So his proclamation is proclamation to other people.
他说得胜，可是还没战胜自己啊。
He said victory, but he hasn't overcome himself yet.
但这个阶段，四个阶段有没有很重要？
But these four phases, are they all important?
真的很重要。
Very important.
有神特别的恩典。你在哪个阶段？
So think about which phase you're at.
一段一段的走。
So one phase at a time.
不要跳过功课。
And then don't skip over.
你怎么一跳到四？
So from one all the way to four.
你还要回到二跟三？
And then you have to go back to two and three.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
嗯哼，生命灵性的成长是有步骤来的。
Yeah, so your life and your spiritual life, there are different courses and processes.
不止这样，包括你的神学装备也是一步一步来的。
And also, your equipment of the Your spiritual equipment is step by step.
愿你多了解神学的话，可以问耶牧师。
So if you want to know more about theology, go to Pastor Ye.
我特别把一些报名表资料都交给他了。
And then the registration form will be with him too.
啊哈，他多今天就报名。
So register today.
还把那报名费都缴了，我们就可以开始建立档案，为你祷告。
So and then we'll start praying for you.
好不好？上帝祝福各位。
May God bless you.